I'm Phil Little, host of the Private Investigator Experience podcast, where we talk about the life and cases of a private investigator. If this is your first time watching our show, I own West Coast Detectives, a 102-year-old global security firm, and I approach my cases through the lens of my military, law enforcement, intelligence service, and global security background. Then I add just a touch of my biblical worldview to come up with solutions for our clients. The front desk of our offices operates similar to a police department. The front doors open, and through those doors would come people of all ages, backgrounds, genders, and nationalities. Now, one of the things that I like that's different than the public sector is that we have an opportunity to really deal with client-specific needs. In the public sector, you don't have that. We have an opportunity to get creative. And this is a case where it's a little creative for what you might think a PI would normally be doing if you watch television and see all the action of a PI show. Well, this one has some twist to it, and it's just an example of hundreds of cases that we've worked like this over the years. And it was a Friday morning, about 10 a.m. in the fall of the year, when my front desk told me there was a lady who wanted to talk to me. She had a problem. I said, send her in. And as I waited for the door to open, my mind flashed through with some thoughts of, what would she look like? Was she old? Young? What kind of a problem would she have? Would it be big? Small? Even though I was early in my private career, there wasn't much which would surprise me. But I must say, when this was the first for me, as this woman kind of rushed into my office and almost a trot, but a fast walk, and in front of me was someone out of an Agatha Christie novel. She was about 5 foot tall, with a bologna flower dress with low heels and a perfect hat with small flowers. As I was taking in all this activity, she bustled into my office and leaned forward in her chair, and after introducing herself, we're just going to call her Mrs. Brooks. She said in a hushed tone, people are coming into my house when I'm gone. They're moving things around. I need to have them caught and put in jail. She went on to say that they were following her around, but she left her home. I leaned forward and in a sober voice said, do you think they followed you here and now they know that you've hired a private investigator? She looked up with a frightened look and said, I never thought of it. I quickly said, don't you worry, we'll protect you. I asked her to tell me the whole story when all this started and some of her background. She said she was a retired librarian and had just finished an 800-page book on the operation of libraries. She said the things started being moved around in her house about 6 months ago, and they were getting worse. This caused her concern that she might be in danger. I asked her lots of questions. I've had cases like this before, when things were being moved around in the home or radar beams were being beamed into people's houses, affecting their life. 99% of them were imagination or being paranoid. After we talked for about 30 minutes, I began to suspect that there were other reasons for this issue than someone coming into her house when she was gone. I gently tried to lead the conversation into the area of other reasons for these events, feeling that perhaps it wasn't a PI she needed to see. She realized, though, where I was going with the conversation, and she sat up straight in her chair, clutched her purse as if to leave, and said, well, if you don't want to take my case of money, I will go to someone who will. I looked at her and said, welcome to West Coast Detective. You're our newest client. We set up a retainer, which she paid, and I obtained all the information and arranged to go to her home the next morning. I told her I would go down with her to the parking lot and watch her leave just to see if I could pick up anyone that might be following her. As I left the office, I had one of the agents who was in the office, who was retired from the sheriff's department. He was an expert at tails, not only doing them, but catching people who were also on somebody else's tail. And I wanted him on the street to watch to see if any cars around might pick up and follow her. I got Mrs. Brooks in her car and headed out of the lot with the agent watching the street. I decided to jump in my car and follow her just a ways, just to see if I could pick up anything that anyone might be doing. I followed her for a few blocks and broke it off and came back to the office without seeing anything. When I got to the office, the agent who was watching the street didn't pick up anyone following her either. He said nothing was out of the ordinary. Just reinforced what I suspected. The next morning, I took along a female agent and headed to the client's address in Eagle Rock, just north of downtown L.A. and bordering on Pasadena to the east. The neighborhood was an older part of the suburb, lower middle-class surroundings, houses built back in the 40s and 50s. The client's house outside was very neat, tidy with lots of flowers and a well-kept lawn. Part of the reason for my taking the female agent was to have her do some pretext interviews of the neighbors to find out what the general security situation was in the neighborhood and to see if anyone would volunteer any info on our client without any direct questions being asked. We wanted to make it more like it was just a neighborhood thing that we were checking on security issues. The client let me into her home, and I found a well-furnished home with a very neat and clean house, everything in its place. It's the odors and smells of the home just reminded me of my grandparents' home. I looked around all the rooms, checked all the doors and windows, looking for any broken locks or evidence of entry through any of them, and there was none. As I walked around, my gut instinct was telling me I think there's something else going on here with this client that might be affecting her feelings. Now, at this point, I let my biblical worldview side kick in as I walked around, and I prayed that God would show me what to say and do, and his protection would be over Mrs. Brooks and her home. I took a lot of photos in case things kept moving around, so when I came back, I would know where something was at to compare it. I sat down with her, and we talked for some time, and I told her I was praying for a solution to her problem. As we talked, she sat back with a calm look on her face and said, "This is the first time in months that I have felt peace in my house." My antenna went up with this statement. More on that later. I told her to make sure when she left the house that the doors and windows were all locked. I told her we would be on the job to protect her, and if necessary, would be putting surveillance on the house when she was gone. On the way back to the office, the agent briefed me on what she had learned from the neighbors. It was a quiet neighborhood with many older people who had been there their whole lives. No drugs, break-ins, or other neighborhood problems reported, and comments about the client next door to them had been that she was retired and a good neighbor. Nothing to point to why the client might have someone coming into her home. Things were quiet for a few days, and then she called and said they were back, coming inside, and she needed help. At this point, instead of setting up surveillance and running up a big bill with wasted hours, I decided to go straight to covert cameras in the house. I told her I would be out that next afternoon to set up cameras. I got to her home about 2 p.m., and after spending some time talking to her, I talked about all the situations going on, tried to glean into her past, and I was praying for wisdom and for peace to be over her home and to reveal me what I should do, what I should say to try to help this client. After an hour of conversation and probing to see if I could get her to talk about her feelings, to see if something had happened in her past that might be affecting her thoughts now. As we talked, I could see her losing some of her anxiety, and a calming feeling of peace came over the rooms we were in. I told her where I was going to place the three cameras, which would show the movements throughout the whole home. After getting the cameras set up in locations where they would be out of sight, I told her I would be back the next day to pull the film to check the activity. This was before digital cameras and wireless remote systems of today. She said she would be going out the next morning and would call me when she returned. This routine was one that lasted several months, with some of the calls from her would be, "They were in my house again." I would go pull the film and show no one was coming in. At first, she felt that they were somehow avoiding the cameras, so I would move the cameras around to a different location. After a few months of this, I got some insight into her thought process. One day at the home, she told me that when I would come to the house and spend some time there, she would feel a peace and calmness, and over time, the peace would last longer after I left. I told her I was praying over her home when I was there, and that I was also praying every day in my prayer time for her. After almost a year of this routine, I had a call from her saying, "I think everything is okay now. We could take the cameras out. There's been no one around for a long time now. I went to the house, and I could see a change in her, as she had a calmness and peace about herself that wasn't there that first day she came into my office. She thanked me for all the time and concern I'd had for her. Over the next years, I would hear from her, just saying things were still good and there was no issues at her home. And it was interesting. At no time in our conversation or my dealing with her had she ever admitted to, well, maybe this really wasn't a real problem, and I left it at that. One of the things I liked about this private sector, from the public sector, as I said at the opening, I have the opportunity to take the hot time to help a client when maybe they really don't need a detective, but they think they do, and they're going to keep going to somebody that will help them spend a lot of their money and probably waste it. I have the opportunity to help them be concerned about them and not just waste their money, but get through to a solution. Even though I'm not a psychologist or psychiatrist, I know enough about people from street knowledge that you just ask the right questions and listen a lot, you'll find out a lot about it. So if you're in the PI business, be alert for a client who needs a softer touch, more than just that normal PI solution. And don't write them off if they don't seem to be emotionally stable or maybe have a little bit of paranoia in their life. Please leave any comments or questions you might have. Maybe you've got an issue in your life that you would like to see if a PI could help you. Well, email me with those questions, comments, or concerns at plittlepi777@gmail.com. Would you help me by liking, sharing, subscribing? And you know the drill. Hit that subscribe button so you will know of future posts. I encourage you, in these troubled times, step out of the crowd. Get involved in your community to help keep our free speech and ability to control what the schools are teaching our children. Until next time, be safe. May God bless you, your family, and may God bless America.